Ayin Ches and Likut Emran Tanina from where we left off last week. Just to give a very short review, in this Torah, for those that weren't here before, in this chapter in Likut Emran, Rabbi Nezal is talking about the concept of why even Tzadikim, the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, have to be Mevatel from Torah at times. How it's impossible, Hashem has made it impossible for a Tzadik to be dovuk in the Torah 24 hours a day. The question is why? If the Torah is called life, ki hu chayecha v'eruch yamecha, it would seem most logical that there should be no necessity to interrupt the study of Torah, just like there's no necessity to interrupt breathing. We know that when it comes to breathing, any slight substantial interruption, the person's dead. It should be the same thing, Baruch Nias. And Rabbi Nezal gave a long, extensive explanation to show how this is tied in with the Anoshim Pshutim, all types of people who aren't attached to the Torah at all, or are attached very, very little to the Torah. The question is, how do they get Chiyus? The answer is that there is an Oitzar Matnas Chinam in Shemayim. There is a treasury of free distribution in Shemayim, from which these people are nourished. This means Yidden that have very little attachment to the Torah, or Yidden that have seemingly no attachment to the Torah, or Lahavdil, even Goyim that have more seemingly no attachment to the Torah at all. And yet we see that they're all alive. What keeps them alive? The answer is, even though they're not attached to the Torah directly, they are attached indirectly via this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. Just as the world was sustained before the Torah was given on Har Sinai, we know that the Torah wasn't given until approximately 2,500 years after Hashem created the world. The question is, what kept the world going until that time? The answer is Kilayolam Chazdai. The Gemara says this is why we have the 26 Kilayolam Chazdais that are written in Tehillim, corresponding to the 26 generations of mankind that existed before Matan Torah on Har Sinai. And what did they live off? They lived off this Chazdai, this Chesed Chinam. So too, all of these people need to be sustained from this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. Now the question is, this Oitzar Matnas Chinam is a very, very high level of Kiddusha and Shamayim. The question is, how do these people have access to it? The answer is, by Hashem forcing the tzaddikim to also have to come on to that Oitzar Matnas Chinam, whereby the tzaddik also has to interrupt his connection to the Torah for a certain minimum time. And during that time, he has to resort to drawing from this Oitzar Matnas Chinam to sustain himself. Once he's doing that already, he automatically connects himself to this Oitzar Matnas Chinam well enough so that he can become a source and a conduit for all those people, Yidden and even Lahavdil Goyim, who have to draw Chiyus from this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. Now they're able to receive it through this Tzaddik, through the Tzaddikim Amitiyim. This is a summary, in short. If anybody wants more detail, you go back to the last two shiurim we had. Those discuss everything in much more detail. Now we continue from where we left off. Rabbi Nezal says now, V'alkein, and therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, Kishabikesh Lovoi L'Eretz Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get to Eretz Yisrael, Bikesh Matnas Chinam, he asked Hashem specifically to give it to him for free, meaning that even if through fairness and justness it wasn't possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to get to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Vo'eschanan, requesting Matnas Chinam, the Gemara says, requesting it for free. K'moshikosu Vo'eschanan al Hashem, b'chinas Matnas Chinam. V'zehu, this is why the Pasuk says, Vo'eschanan al Hashem, Bo'es hahi lemor. What does that mean? Obviously, he was davening at that time, and obviously, he was saying, what's the meaning of these words, Bo'es hahi lemor? Hainu shetfilosoi hoyo im koyach bechinas Bo'es hahi lemor. This means that what was the source that Moshe Rabbeinu was looking to draw from in this tefillah, referring to this matnas chinam, he was looking to draw from the bo'es hahi lemor, hainu, b'koyach oisai ho'es, shehoyo ho'ila miskayim al yedei asora ma'amorois, shehu koyde matan Torah, through the same source of power that was sustaining the world before Matan Torah, Bo'es Ahi, at that time referring to a time way back, before the Torah was given, what sustained the Torah at that time? Leimor, Bechinas Asoro Ma'amorois, meaning the 10 statements of creation, the 10 Vayomers, which we explained in the previous Shurim, that's connected to the Aseres HaDibrois. In those Asoro Ma'amorois, in the 10 original statements of creation, is hidden the Kedusha of the Aseres HaDibrois. She'oz ho'yoholam miskayim al-yidei Asoro Ma'amorois. During that time before Matan Torah, the world was being kept alive through the Asoro Ma'amorois, through these 10 statements of creation. She'bohem ho'yso ha'toyro ne'elemes, within which the Torah is hidden, because as we explained earlier, the Aseres HaDibrois are a hidden form of the entire Torah. The entire Torah consists basically of 613 mitzvahs d'oraisa and 7 mitzvahs d'rabbonon. That's the foundation of Shas, Torah Shebal Peh. The Aseres HaDibrois contain within them 620 letters. Each letter corresponds to a major unit of the Torah, a major mitzvah, a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah d'rabbonon. So we see that the Aseres HaDibrois is the Yesod HaTorah, it's the foundation of the Torah. The Asoro Ma'amorois, with which Hashem first created the world, the 10 Vayomers, 9 Vayomers plus Bereishis, those contain in them, in a hidden form, the Kedusha of the Aseres HaDibrois. Va'oz hayokiyum ha'ilam al yidei matnas chinam kanal. And we know, the Gemara tells us, that at that time, before Hashem gave the Torah publicly to the world, what kept the world alive at that time? The answer is matnas chinam. It was the free kindness of Hashem. U'bekoyach hazeh shel kiyum ha'ilam koyne matan Torah. And it's with that energy, with that power that sustained the world before Matan Torah, Haino Bechinas Matnas Chinam, which is this concept of this free gift, Bechinas Asoro Ma'amorois Kanal, which draws from these Asoro Ma'amorois, Bekoyach Hazeh Zoichen Lovoi V'lichboi Sheretz Yisrael Kanal. That's the power through which a person is Zoichen to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Because if you remember, we explained last week, and in the earlier two shiurim, that how are the Yidden Zeicha to Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says that the reason why Hashem describes the fact that He created the world and made everything in it was Koyach Ma'asav Higid Li'amoi Loses Lohem Arzois Goyim. That Hashem revealed to Bnei Yisrael the fact that He's the one who made everything. The Torah, which is a code of Jewish law, should have began logically with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. That's the first clear mitzvah in the Torah. Why doesn't the Torah begin with that? The Medrash says, because Hashem wanted to establish clearly, I made everything that you see. What's the significance of that? Why bother saying it? The Gemara says, for one specific purpose. Because when the Yidden would come to take over Eretz Yisrael, and to evict the Goyim from there, the 7 nations of the Goyim could have a logical claim. Listem atem, you're stealing from us. We were here first. The answer is, Hashem says, Koyach ma'asov higid li'amoi losus lehem arzis Goyim. That Hashem established clearly in the Torah, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'ha'aretz. Nobody can come and say anything on this earth belongs to them. Hashem says, I have dictated clearly that I made everything and everything belongs to me. And if you see any people, any nation inhabiting a country, it's because I put them there. And at whatever point in time I choose to have them replaced with a different nation, That's my prerogative, Hashem says. That's my choice. I'm allowed to do it whenever I want. That's the reason for the whole part, everything we see written in the Torah up until HaChodesh HaZelachem, up until Matan Torah, is all based on preparing a path for Klal Yisrael to take over Eretz Yisrael. Which means that the basis upon which Klal Yisrael has a right to take over Eretz Yisrael is this Chesed Chinam that sustained the world up until Matan Torah. In other words, we know, we're being told that this Kedusha of Hashem, the flow of energy that came from Hashem, that kept the world going up until Matan Torah, was Chesed Chinam. That's point one. It was free of charge. Because otherwise, the only way this world earns its keep is through Kiyum HaTorah. The Pasuk says very clearly, Im loy brisi, chukos shamayim voretz loy samti. Hashem says, this is the deal. You keep the Torah, the world has a purpose to exist. The world has a source of life. You don't keep the Torah, that's called pulling the plug on the world. You picture a big balloon busting, all the air goes out of it, all the chiyus goes out of it. That's the Torah. What kept this balloon inflated up until Matan Torah? The answer is Chesed Chinam. Period. You put that in one place in your brain. Shelve that. Now we're being told also that within the written Torah, up until Matan Torah, there's a lot of discussion there. What's the discussion about? The Avos Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, this, that, Hashem created the world and he gave this to Avraham Avinu and all of this. What's the purpose of all of that? The Torah says clearly, to prepare an argument so that should the Goyim come and say that Eretz Yisrael belongs to them, it's written clearly in the Torah, Hashem says, everything is mine. I gave it to him. I chose to change it. I have the right to do that. So we see that this part of the Torah that precedes Matan Torah corresponds to the source of life of the world that kept the world going before Matan Torah. This Chesed Chinam, which is also called this Derech Eretz. The Gemara makes a statement, Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. Derech Eretz means civilization, people conducting themselves in a civilized manner, following the basic tenets of Midos, that preceded Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. That's, again, part of what was around in the world before the Torah was given. People did business, they bought and sold. Derech Eretz is called livelihood. Avraham Avinu bought the Moras HaMachpelah from Ephraim, all of this Derech Eretz that existed before Matan Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal uses the term Derech Eretz two ways. The word, three ways. The word Derech Eretz means Midos, people carrying on with each other in a civilized way, in a respectful way. Derech Eretz also means livelihood, Parnosa, people conducting themselves by the basic physical standards that the world is made by. And Derech Eretz also means the path leading to Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal showed earlier, and what we learned last week, how all of these three are actually tied together. All of these three are actually one. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, the Alkein Bikesh Moshe Lovoi L'Eretz Yisrael Alidei Bechina Zu. This is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu requested from Hashem that he should be zecher to get to Eretz Yisrael through this item. V'zehu v'eschanan el Hashem haynu matnas chinam. I'm asking Hashem to prepare a path for me to go to Eretz Yisrael. How do I want to go? Chinam, free. Even if I don't deserve it at all, through justice, through mishpat, through din, I'm asking for it through chesed chinam. Bo'esahi leimer, haynu, im koyach b'chinas esahi, with the same strength and energy and power of that ancient time, shehoya ha'olam eskayim al yedei ha'ma'amorois levad, when the world was kept alive not through the aseres hadibrois, Dibur is koshes, din, judgment. The world was kept alive through Asoro Ma'amorois. Vayomer is always an Indian of chasodim, kindness. The world was kept alive through the Ma'amorois, through the 10 basic statements of creation. She'oz ho'yoholam iskayim al-yidei b'chinas matnas chinom kanal. As we explained last week, that the world was being sustained at that time through matnas chinom, free. Asher al-yidei zeh yecholam lovoy l'aretz Yisrael kanal. That's the main basis. That's the main justification for Yidden to have access to Eretz Yisrael. Why do we have access to Eretz Yisrael? Because Hashem made the world. And at the time that Hashem made the world, what was the existence of the world based on? Chinam, free. That's so just as at the time Hashem created the world, the existence of the world was in this form of matnas chinam, and we know that when Hashem created the world, that was the basis for Bnei Yisrael having access to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbein Ezal says, therefore, when a tzaddik wants to be zeicher to get to Eretz Yisrael, he goes back to the origin of how Bnei Yisrael had a derech to Eretz Yisrael. On what basis Hashem founded the justification for Yidden getting to Eretz Yisrael? It was based on this chesed. It was based on what existed before Matan Torah. V'alkein bikesh Moshe lovoy l'Eretz Yisrael adei b'chonezu kanal. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu requested to be zeicher to get to Eretz Yisrael through this quality. V'ze b'chinas bo'eis hahi. I'm asking Hashem that I should be zeicher to get to Eretz Yisrael at that time. Now we know that in Hebrew, we mention this many times, there's two forms of speaking. When something is visible, it's in front of you, that's called noichach. When something is far away, it's remote, it's hidden, it's not in this room. I'm talking about something across the street or across the world. I refer to it in third person. He said that I shouldn't do this. If the person is in this room, I wouldn't normally say he. I would say you said, or if I'm speaking to that person directly. When I'm talking about somebody else, other than the person I'm speaking to directly, I use the term he, nistor, it's called hidden. Rabbein Ezal says, Moshe Rabbeinu used this word, bo'eis hahi, at that time, meaning, ze b'chinas sosum v'ne'elam. This refers to something hidden. Ki ba'oisoi ho'eis koide matan toiro, because at that time, before matan toiro, ho'iso ha'toiro ne'elames v'nisteres b'soicho asoro ma'moros. At that time, the Torah was hidden and concealed within the Asoro Ma'amorois, within the 10 statements of creation. So therefore, in this paragraph, Rabbein Ezal reviewed the different major items that we had till now. How Rabbein Ezal discussed earlier that the whole Yesoid of what the foundation of the world, when the world began, the Pasuk says, Ki omarti, Oilam chesed yibone, ki omarti, vayoymer likim yihi oyer, vayoymer likim ta. Those asoro ma'amorois were chesed, were all chasodim. It wasn't based on mishpat. The Torah is called mishpat. The Torah wasn't in existence in any revealed form at that time. It was hidden completely. Where was it hidden? Just as the foundation of the Torah is the Aseres HaDibrois, so too when Hashem first created the world, He also said a form of the Aseres HaDibrois, but a hidden form. These 10 statements of creation, which again referred to Derech Eretz, Hashem simply saying there should be plants, there should be animals, there should be water, there should be a sky, all referring to Derech Eretz, standard living, physical living elements. It, within those worlds was words was hidden the spiritual chiyus that would sustain the world. However, at that time, it was all existing in this form of chesed, freebie, chesed chino. Period. That's major concept number one. Major concept number two is the fact that Hashem, that the first Rashi in Chumash quotes the Medrash, Rabbi Yitzchak said, why does the Torah begin with the words Bereishis for Elokim? Why does the Torah begin with these Asoro Ma'amorois? so that the goyim should not say that the yidden are stealing from them. When the yidden will come to move in on their turf, on the territory of the goyim should not be able to say, you're taking away what's ours. What's going to prove differently? These asorah ma'amorois. The posuk says, koyach ma'asov higid li'amoi, Hashem revealed koyach ma'asov. The Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to just as an architect, the part of the body that's used most to construct, to build, to create, are the hands. And the hands are called yodayim in Hebrew. Yad, singular, is for hand, referring to the yud dalet pirk in the yodin, the 14 parts that make up the five fingers on each hand. That's Yad, Yud Dalet. You combine them together, both hands, you have the Chof Ches Pirkin Diodayim, the 28 parts of the hands. The Zohar HaKadosh says this corresponds to the Chof Ches Asvon de Maisa Bereshis, it's called. The 28 letters of Maisa Bereshis. In the first Pasuk, Bereshis, Bor Elikim, Es HaShemayim Vesoretz, you have exactly 28 letters. This is why Rashi HaKadosh says that the reason for this was Koyach Ma'asov Higid Li'amoy, that Hashem wanted to tell His people Koyach Ma'asov. In what? In this Bereshis, which is the first one and the most hidden form. The Gemara calls Bereshis Maimar Sosum, that there are 10 statements of creation. 9 of them are obvious, where the Pasuk says clearly, Vayomer, Hashem said, let there be light, let there be water, all the things. Bereshis is called Maimar Sosum. Even though it's not an obvious statement of creation, it's a hidden one. It's the highest one of these 10 statements. So we see that these hidden statements actually are the basis for the Yidden getting Teretz Yisrael, for the Yidden having access to Teretz Yisrael. These statements which initiated Derech Eretz, the living of the world, these serve as an excuse, as justification, for the Yidden to get Teretz Yisrael. Again, we can't go into the full detail of what we had last week, the week before. There it was explained much more clearly. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, And this was the basis for why a tzaddik, why even the biggest tzaddik, has to take time off. He has to take time off to go to the bathroom, to eat, to sleep, to speak to people about items that seem to be not related to Torah. Why? So that at that time, the tzaddik is forced to connect to this Oitzar Matnas Chinam, and once he's connecting to it for himself, because normally, if Hashem would allow a tzaddik not to have to be mevatel from Torah, the tzaddik could definitely gladly learn Torah 24 hours a day. He wouldn't interrupt for sleeping. Given a choice, he certainly wouldn't bother. What does he need this nonsense, baloney, eating, sleeping? What for? Hashem forces him into a predicament where he has to do that. During that time, he's not connected in any obvious way with the Torah, so he has to connect to this hidden form of the Torah, which is this Asorah Ma'amorois, which is this Chesed Chinam. And once the tzaddik is coming on to this Chesed Chinam, he can serve as a pipeline for that Chesed Chinam to be distributed to all those that need it the most, which means people that really are far from the Torah. Rabbein Azal says now, V'haklal ki osur liyayish atzmai. A very, very important rule that a Yid has to know is that it's terribly forbidden for a Jew to give up hope on himself. Ki afilu mishehu ish poshut, even the most simple person, ve'eino yochoy lilmoid klal, a person who's not able to study Torah at all, oy shehu b'mokoyim she'yev shaloy lilmoid, or a person finds himself in a place where it's impossible for him to learn, and again, other comparable items, where a person finds himself very, very far from the Torah, afal pikein, still, Gam ba'ez pshitusoi, even at a time when a person is in this simple, lowly state, tzorech lahachzik atzmoi biras Hashem. The person has to strengthen himself with a basic fear of Hashem. Uba avoido pshuto lefi b'chinosoi. And he has to do simple acts of serving Hashem according to his level. Kigam oz humekabel chiyas me'atorah kanal, because even when a person is not on a level to learn Torah at all, or even when a person is not learning Torah at all, even then he is connected to the Torah. He is drawing chiyas from the Torah. How? Al yedei ish poshut hagodol, haynu hatzadik hagodol, shehu lefomim ish poshut. Even at those times, the person is drawing his spiritual sustenance through this tzaddik emes, who is called this ish poshut hagodol, this very great simple person. Shehu mechaya eskulam, the tzaddik is the one who gives chias to all of these people who are very, very far from the Torah, where they themselves don't have any direct access. They're able to receive indirectly through him. As we said, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh says, Zeh HaShar LaShem, what is the gateway that leads to Hashem? For those people who aren't on a high enough madrega to go directly, what's the gateway? Tzadikim. Tzadikim are the gateway. Through them, Yavoyu Voy. Through them, people who aren't on a high enough madrega to be serving Hashem on their own without help, they can go via the tzadik. Just as we mentioned at Matan Torah itself, it was made very obvious to the Yidden that contrary to all the popular belief of those Yidden that say you don't need a Rebbe, you don't need to go to Tzadikim, the Hashem himself proved clearly that when Hashem attempted to make a direct connection with each and every one of the Yidden, everybody got blown out of the sky. Everybody died from it, literally. Malachim had to come down after the first two Aseres Adibros was said by Hashem. Everybody died and had to be brought back to life. Technically, the Tal of Tchias HaMesim was brought down by Malachim and they actually revived the Yidden. This isn't written in any Chassidish Sefer. This is written in the Gemara, clearly. And what did the Yidden say at that time? The Yidden admitted to Hashem, Hashem, we see that we are not in a position to receive directly from you. You speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, please, and let him speak to us so that we'll live. Because if a Yid is zoche to receive the light of Hashem through tzaddikim, the light is coming through filtered, refined. It's been packaged already, pre-packaged, in a form where it's not so powerful, where it's going to burn the person, chas v'shalom, where there's a danger of penyer sulawe sul Hashem, v'noflu mimenu amrov. Many, many people who attempt to get close to Hashem on their own, v'noflu mimenu amrov. There's a big potential for mistake. The Torah is samchayim, some of us. The Gemara says clearly, this isn't a beautiful book, this isn't just wonderful, it's deadly, it's poisonous. A person learns this sefer, the Torah, the wrong way, chas v'shalom, it'll definitely kill him spiritually. It'll turn him into a baal gaiva and a cheat and a thief and a baal lashon hara. All the bad things could just as easily be learned out from the Torah. The distinction is, if a person is on a great enough level to learn it in purity, or if a person is honest enough and humble enough to recognize his own level, that he's not so pure, he's not so holy, and therefore he has to see to it to receive the Torah via Talmidei Chachamim, via Tzadikim Amitim, who are purer than he is, and who are in a position to give it to him, filtered in a form where there's much less chance of error, where the Torah has been filtered and refiltered and refiltered, where we see in these Sforim of the Tzadikim, a person learns these Sforim, there's much less of a chance when he goes to the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, or the Chumash, of making a mistake, of being misled into finding the wrong things there, things that'll mislead the person. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'afilu mishu chas v'shalom b'madrega tachtoina legamri chas v'shalom." Even a person who's on the lowest level, Rachmona Litzlan, afilu immunach bishel tachtis Rachmona Litzlan, even if a person finds himself in the lowest level of Gehenim. The Zohar HaKadosh discusses that even Gehenim has seven levels. Sheol is considered the lowest one. Even if a person finds himself so far from Hashem that he is worthy of being in this Sheol Tachtis, afal pikein al yisya'i shatzmai, still it's forbidden for the person to give up on himself. V'yikayim mibeten sheol shivati, and the person is required to call out to Hashem even from there, to cry out to Hashem from there. The Navi tells us that Yoina HaNavi, when he was swallowed up by the whale, for 3 days he existed in total darkness within the bowels of the stomach of this whale. He was misfollowed to Hashem, and he said these words, Mibeten she'oil shivati elecha. Hashem, I'm calling out to you from the throes of Gehenim. For all intents and purposes, he was in a pit of blackness. In the stomach of this whale, he was nowhere. In the stomach of the whale on bottom of the ocean, you can't get much lower down than that. And still, he didn't give up. He screamed to Hashem from inside there until he was rescued, until he was taken out. And the person has to strengthen himself and support himself with whatever he can. Because even such a person, no matter how low he is, he still can return to Hashem. He can still receive life from the Torah. Even if he himself is not worthy to receive the light of the Torah directly, still, via these tzaddikim, who have access to this Oitzar Matnas Chinam, through them, the person can receive from the Torah, in this hidden form. V'ho ikor, and Rabbein Ezal says the main thing is, l'chazek atzmoy b'kol ma she'efshar, for the person to support himself and to sustain himself and to strengthen himself with whatever he has to, with whatever he can. Ki ein shum yiyush ba'olam klal, because there's no such thing at all whatsoever of giving up. Va'omaroz b'zeh haloshon, Rabbi Nosson writes that when Rabbein Ezal said these words, he said it in Yiddish. He said, kein yiyush is gornit farhanden. There is no such thing as a Jew being on a level where he can give up, where he can give up hope on himself. Umoshach ma'oid elu hatevois kain yiyush. And when Rabbein Ezal said these words, kain yiyush, he said it very slowly. He stretched those words very much. Va'omrom bekoyach godoil. He said it in a very powerful way. Uba'amkus niflo v'noira ma'oid. And he said it with tremendous depth. Kedei lahoirois, in order to show, ulerames, and to hint, l'chol echod ve'echod l'doirois, to each and every single Jew for generations, sheloi yisyayesh b'shum oifen boilam, that a Jew can never and should never give up. Afiluim yavrol of ma, no matter what passes over the person, no matter how far he drifts away from Hashem, away from holiness, there's no way in the world that a Jew has permission to give up. And there's no way he can say he's too far gone. We mentioned last week, the Gemara says that Acher, a Tana in the Gemara, fell. How far did he fall? He became an Apikiris. Mechal Shabbos, the Gemara says he killed people, did super terrible things, to the extent where a Baskel came from heaven and said, Shuvu bonim shoivavim chutz mi Acher. Anybody that wants is welcome to return to Hashem, except you, buddy, except Acher. And this was his excuse when his Talmidim, when Rabbi Meir, his student, begged him, Rabbi, please do tshuva. Acher said, can't. Rabbi Meir looked at him incredulously, can't, there's no such thing. Acher said, I actually heard Hashem say that I can't come back. Tosfos says, what should Acher have said to that Baskel? He should have said, tough. No such thing. Even if Hashem says, can't come back, that's not acceptable, even coming from Hashem. And we mentioned the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says an interesting, a joke that's not a joke. There is a saying in the Gemara that when a person is a guest in somebody else's home, Kol ma she'em alecha balabayis asei chutz mitzei. Whatever the host tells you to do, you're required to listen to him, except if he says, get out. He says, get out. You tell him, go jump in a lake. You invited me for a meal. You're going to have to suffer through this. However long the meal takes, I'm sticking around. Afterwards, you can force me to leave. But for whatever extent of time you invited me to stay, I am free to stay. You didn't want me? You should have invited me. You should have checked me out better before you invited me. The rule is that the balabayis cannot say tsay. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, who's the balabayis of the world? Hashem. Balabayis means master, the boss, the owner. Who owns the world? Hashem. Kol ma she'yamar lecha balabayis asei. Whatever Hashem tells you to do, you are definitely required to listen to him. Chutz, except mitzei. Except if Hashem says, get out, get away from me. If it seems to you that Hashem is pushing you away, Hashem is saying, you get out, you get away, you're not required to listen to him. To the extent where the Shiloh HaKodesh writes, and Rabbi Nizal quotes this, Rabbi Nosson Zal quotes this in Likutei Halachos, that there is a clear statement in the Zohar HaKodesh, where the Zohar HaKodesh says that there is a certain avera, a certain form of chil labris, where a person who commits this sin, there is no tshuva for this. Period. These are the words of the Zohar HaKodesh. The Shiloh HaKodesh says, and Rabbi Nizal signs his name to this, and Rabbi Nosson Zal again clearly, that you should know, the Shiloh HaKodesh says, you should know that the reason why that's written is so that if somebody actually commits this sinful act, Rachmor Litzlon, Zera Levatola, that person has to see written in the Torah, you can't come back, and he has to know, he has to be able to break that barrier. He has to see that it's written about him, you can't come back, and he has to pass the test of knowing to close his eyes to that, to make believe that it doesn't say that, to ignore it, and say, I still want to get in. That nobody, under any circumstances, is going to tell me I can't come back. Ve'eich shehu, afilu im nofal amokam shenofal rachmor aslan. And no matter what, in what way a person is, no matter how far down he's fallen, me'achar she'mechazik atzmai b'ma shehu, once the person is mechazik himself, he strengthens himself with whatever droplet of good he can find within himself, adayin yeshloi tikva lo shuv alachzer elav yisporach. The person still has a chance, still has hope to return to Hashem. Vafilu ish poshut gamkein tzorech. Now Rabbi Nizal said, Vafilu ish poshut gamkein tzorech sheyelo yira shemayim. Even a simple person who's not that knowledgeable in Torah, that person also has to have yiras shemayim. Because a person could think, Reishis chochma yiras Hashem. The crown of chochma is yiras Hashem. So if I'm not such a chacham, if I'm not so smart, I can excuse myself for being lacking in Yiras Hashem. We know that the Torah is the basis of Yiras Hashem. The word Bereshis, the Zohar HaKodesh says, makes up the two words Beyiras, and the Shin stands for Elikim. The word Elikim, Hashem's name Elikim, B'milui, when it's spelled out in its full form, Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed, Lamed Mem Dalet, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, and so on and so forth, is Begimatria 300. So the word Bereshis is Beiras Elikim, through fear of Hashem. That's the purpose for which Bor Elikim is Hashem Athoritz. So if a person says, but I'm not a Ben Torah, I'm not knowledgeable in the Torah, and I'm not a Talmud Chacham, maybe it's excusable for me not to have Yiras Shamayim. Rabbi Nathal says, even an Ish Poshut has to have Yiras Shamayim. V'yeshkamo b'chinas yirois. And there are many different levels and different types of fear. Ki lamalo dibarno b'chinas derech eretz. Because earlier we discussed the concept of derech eretz. Hainu haderech le'eretz Yisrael. The path to Eretz Yisrael. Omnom, however, Eretz Yisrael bi'atzmo yeshbo gamkein b'chinas eser kedushos. We know that the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah in Kalim, that Eretz Yisrael also has 10 levels of holiness. Ki yesh shom yud b'chinos kedushos zu l'malam yizu. There exist within Eretz Yisrael 10 levels of holiness, one higher than the next. V'heim b'chinas asoro ma'amorois. And they again correspond to these 10 statements of creation, which the Torah says is the basis for the Yidden getting into Eretz Yisrael. Now we know why there had to be 10. Because since Eretz Yisrael is 10, there had to be 10 statements that would provide access to Eretz Yisrael. V'chol maimar yeshloi b'chinas yira. And each one of these asoro ma'amorois has a corresponding type of yira associated with it. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Chokem li'avdecho imrosecho asher li'rosecho. Hashem, please establish for your servant your statements, which are for your fear. Imrosecho asher li'rosecho. So we see kiyesh yira l'mala mi'yira, because again there are 10 levels of yira. There's yira above yira. Each one of these asoro ma'amorois has a yira associated with it. Just as the Torah says clearly that the purpose of the Aseres Hadibrois was leman asoischa uleman tia yirosoi al paneichem levilti techto. The purpose of the Aseres Hadibrois was yira shemayim, that the Jews should be filled with fear. So too these asoro ma'amorois are plugged into this fear, which is the source of the Eser Kiddushos of Eretz Yisrael, of which the epitome is the Beis Hamikdash, which is, now note, Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Yireya, the land of fear. This is a pasuk in the Navi, Eretz Yireya. The place where the Beis Hamikdash is called Har HaMoiria. The Gemara says Moiria has many different interpretations. One of them is Yira. Note, Yerushalayim was called Elikim Yireh, Asher B'harazeh Yeroeh. On this mountain, the mountain on which Avraham Avinu performed the Akedah, was called Yireh. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. The Gemara says it was named through Avraham Avinu and Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. So we see that the basis for Eretz Yisrael is this Yireh also. Rav Nosson Zal writes that Rabbein Zal didn't conclude this topic. He started talking about this subject of Yira and how it's tied into all of this. Rabbein Zal did not complete what he wanted to say about it. Rabbein Zal said a person has to strengthen himself with fear of Hashem, even at a time when he's feeling very simple, very plain, with whatever he can. Rabbein Zal said that through a person's simplicity with serving Hashem, even at a time when a person's feeling very simple, not connected to the Torah, to the deep parts of the Torah, even at that time, a person could bring himself to tremendous simcha through this tmimus and emuna. Ki chochmois ein tzrichin klal. Because when it comes to serving Hashem, a person doesn't have to be a smart aleck. Hashem is not looking for smartiness, for a person, for depth. Hashem is not impressed with depth. The Torah says, Am novel v'loy chacham. That Hashem says, when I gave the Targum Yonason says on that posuk, Amo de kabilu oiraisa v'loy chakimu. That Hashem gave the Torah to the Yidden specifically because they weren't smart alecky, they weren't big, they didn't consider themselves the biggest geniuses. Which mountain was selected for Matan Torah? The smallest, the lowest. Am novel veloi, the Chidozal says, the first letters make up the word onov. Am novel veloi chacham. This onov, that's the highest chacham. The person who considers himself a nobody, that's the one you got to watch out for. That's the smartest one. Just as the pasuk says, "V'ha'chochma me'ayin timotze." How does the person get to chochma me'ayin? Through nothingness. It's a person who can really consider himself nothing. The Gemara says that the Torah, "Ein haTorah miskayim ela b'mi shemesim atzmai ke'eini yodea," that the Torah will not have a lasting effect unless the person makes himself like he doesn't know. Even if the person is smart, he has a degree of intellect, a degree of brains. When he comes to Hashem's Torah, He's got to sit like a nobody. I know nothing. Whatever I'm going to see in Hashem's wisdom, that's wisdom. Whatever I have outside of that is nothing, is meaningless. Ki chochmos ein tzrichen klal. A person doesn't need chochmos. Rak emuno utmimus upshitus b'li shum chochmo klal. What a person needs to be a good servant of Hashem is emuno, faith, pshitus utmimus, simplicity and sincerity. B'li shum chochmo klal. Just as the Gemara says clearly in Makkos, at the end of Makkos, that each one of the Chachamim tried to present an abridged version of the Torah. So the Gemara says, one got it down to 10 things, one got it down to 3 things. The Gemara says, until bo Chavaku Kanovi vehemid on alachas. Chavaku Kanovi was able to sum up the whole Torah in one mitzvah, one statement. What was the statement? V'tzadik be'emunosoy yichya. A tzaddik, you figure a tzaddik, we have to have a list of billions of good things that he's done and billions of things that he knows and everything. V'tzaddik be'emunosoy yichya. A tzaddik with simple, pure faith, that's what keeps him alive. That's his ikar chiyas. His ikar chiyas comes from his emuna in Hashem. Not from the deep, deep items in Torah that he's learned, not from the Rashba. It comes from super emuna in Hashem. Ki chochmois mazikin ma'oid l'ha'odam. Because smartiness can hurt a person very, very much. V'ha'chachomim nilkodim b'chochmosom shalatzmon. Rabbi Nazal says there are certain times when intelligent people get trapped by their own intellect. Ki ha'chochmo masa oisoi mi'chochmo l'chochmo. Because there are times that a person's brains misleads him from one wrong thought to another wrong thought. Umeyoisa chochma l'chochma acheres, and he goes from that to another one. V'chein mei chochma l'chochma chochma yoser v'yoser, and he keeps getting messed up, thinking and thinking and thinking more. Ad shenilkat v'nisse b'chochma yisatzmoy, until the person literally becomes trapped, and lost within his own intellect. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Iyov, Loicheid Chachomim Bi'ormon. Hashem traps geniuses, people that are very smart, wise people, Bi'ormon, in their own trickery, in their own smartiness. There are times that a person is too smart for himself, person tries to work just with Chachmas alone, and the person's own Chachmas mess him up. We have many examples in the Torah. Acher, Achitofel. The Gemara gives examples clearly of people who use their brains in place of emunah. Acher went up very, very high with the Dalet Nichnasul Pardes. He saw something that he didn't understand, and as a result, he fell out. The Arizal, Reb Chaim Vitalzal, writes in the Hagdoma to the Kisvi Arizal, that if a person wants to know, again, contrary to popular opinion, person wants to say that before you learn Kabbalah, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya that a person has to first be Mamalei Kreisoi B'Shas U'Poiskim. Person has to first be very knowledgeable in Shas and Shulchan Aruch, because that's the foundation of the Sifrei Kabbalah. What's the Sifrei Kabbalah built on? Is it Archie books, comics? The Sifrei Kabbalah are built on Shas and Shulchan Aruch. They don't discuss Mars. They discuss items that are presented and based on the Gemara, the Chumash, the Nevi'im, everything. So without a foundation there, you won't really understand what's going on in the Sifrei Kabbalah. However, Reb Chaim Vitalzal writes in the Hakdama to the Kisvi Arizal that that's secondary. True, it's necessary, but it's secondary. What a person needs most to have permission to learn these secrets of Torah, this deeper portion of the Torah, is a certain simple faith in Hashem, emuna in Hashem, and emuna sadikim. What kind of emuna are we talking about? Reb Chaim Vitalzal says that if you're going to read something here that you're not going to understand, it's not going to make sense to you, you're not going to say the Torah doesn't know what it's talking about, or the Arizal didn't know, you're going to attribute any error to your own brain, to a weakness on the part of your own brain. If a person has that attitude, Reb Chaim Vitalzal says, such a person will learn these Sforim and he will find a beautiful light of Hashem in them, something that will make him more frum, smarter, better in every sense of the word. And if a person doesn't have that emunah, then such a person could learn Shas and Paiskim from today till tomorrow. There are many, many people that learned these Sforim and went off the right path. They got involved in philosophy and in thinking too deeply because they weren't solid in this foundation, in this Yisoid of Emunah Pshuta. The Vayaminu Bashem uVamoish Avdai wasn't solid enough. Therefore, they were unworthy to see the dazzling light of Kriyas Yamsuf, of Matan Torah. Those that were lacking in the Emunah and Yira, those were the ones who weren't worthy to be able to see that light and benefit from it. Ba'armam daika, loichet chachamim bi'armam, the Pasuk says, Hashem traps smart people with their smartiness. Ba'armam daika, hainu ba'armimius v'chochmois shelohem bi'atzmam hu loichet oisam. The person's own smartiness traps him and messes him up chas v'shalom. Ashrei ha'hilech b'tmimus. Ashrei to that person that zoche to go with simplicity. Note this title, Tam, that's written about Yaakov Avinu, v'Yaakov ish tom yoshev oyalim. The distinction between Yaakov Avinu and Esav HaRosha is that Esav is a chacham, Esav thinks he's smart, Esav goes with orma, with trickery, v'hanochosh hoya orum mikol chayes asodeh, and Yaakov Avinu, the Yid, goes with Tmimus and Pshitus. Titein Emes liYaakov. Emes is this midah of the Tam, the simplicity. The word Tam with the Kolel is Emes. That's the basis for the Torah. Utzrichin levakesh ma'oid me'Hashem yisporach. Rabbein Zal adds that a person has to beg Hashem a lot. Liskois lehiskarev lahatzadik emes. To be zeche, to come close to the tzadik emes. Ki ashrei lemi shezeche lehiskarev ba'oidoi b'chayim chiyusoi latzadik emes. Ashrei, fortunate, is that person that zeche to come close to the tzadik emes while he's still alive, while the person is still alive. Ashrei loy, ashrei chelkoi. Wonderful is to him and wonderful is his portion. Ki achar kach, because afterwards, haynu la'achar misa, after a person passes away, koshe oz ma'oid lehiskarev, then it's very, very difficult in the next world for the person to come close to tzadikim. Utzrichen ma'oid laharbois betfila v'tachnunim ma'oid. A person has to spend a lot of tefilos and begging to Hashem, sheyizke b'chayim chiyusoi lehiskarev letzadikei emes, that the person should be zeicha while he's physically alive to come close to true tzaddikim. Ki habaldovor som liboy alze ma'oid achshav. Because the Satan has applied himself very, very well to this item now. Levalve lesoilam, to confuse the world. Ki Yisrael heim achshav kroivim al haketz ma'oid. Because the Jews right now are very, very close to the finish line. We're very, very close to the time when Mashiach is going to come. V'yesh achshav liYisrael giaguim gedolim v'kisufim gedolim l'Hashem Yisborach asher lo yhoisa kazois mimei kedem. And the Jewish people right now have a very strong yearning and a desire to come close to Hashem like there never was earlier. There's a Baal Tshuva movement now. There's a desire. People have a strong desire to come closer to Hashem than ever before. Why? Because people's neshamos sense this. People sense the ikvos de Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach, that rumbling that Mashiach is about to come. And even those who have stayed away till now, their neshamos are coming to the realization that any minute it's going to be all over, it's going to be too late. And therefore people are trying to sneak in under the line to get in just before the doors are closed. V'kol echot nichsaf mo'id l'Hashem Yisborach. And each and every single Jew has a yearning to Hashem very, very strongly. Al kein, therefore, how is the Satan going to deal with this? If people have a desire to come close to Hashem, how is the Satan going to prevent them? Al kein, therefore, herim habaldovor. The Satan is tricking them. V'hichnis machlekes bein atzadikim. And the Satan has brought machlekes among the tzadikim, where even the tzadikim are not united, they're apart. V'hekim ba'olam mefursamim harbe shel sheker. And the Satan has also put into position many, many people that are in high positions in Judaism, in Yiddishkeit, that are mefursamim shel sheker. They're false leaders. They're not worthy of being leaders of Klal Yisrael. They themselves are not that righteous that they should be in a position. They don't even know how to lead themselves that properly, no less to be leading communities. V'gam bein ha-tzadikim ho-amitim hichnis machlekes gadol. And even among the true tzadikim, the Satan has been able to bring in tremendous machlekes ad she'ein echod yodea heichon emes, to the point where a person who's looking to come close to Hashem and he knows he can't do it on his own and he knows he needs a tzaddik, and yet he's totally confused because even the tzaddikim are not looking at each other with respect to this or that. So how am I supposed to know? I think this is the one, and I hear somebody else say, oh, he's no good. Go to, he can't help you. He's nothing. He's a nobody. And this, Alkein tzrichen levakesh ma'oid me'ashem yisborach. Therefore, a person has to really, really beg Hashem to be zeche, to come close to the tzaddik emes. Number one, to be able to find which one is true tzaddik, which one isn't true, which one is fake, and to be zeche, to come close to him. Note, even during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a very big test. 250 big rabbonim attached themselves to a big Talmud Chacham, Korach. The Gemara says he was a pikeach, very smart, and they were all on the wrong side of the fence. All of them got zapped because they weren't zeichet to find who was the tzaddik emes. Now you figure, fine, what did you need? A telescope to find Moshe Rabbeinu? You needed a computer to figure out who was the biggest tzaddik at that time? I mean, wasn't it clear to everybody? The answer is, obviously it wasn't. Obviously it wasn't clear, and obviously it's never clear. In every generation, the one that's recognized by the masses as the Godol Hador is not necessarily the one. No proof. Proof is Moshe Rabbeinu. There were hundreds, thousands that didn't recognize, with all the obvious miracles that he performed, it was still hidden for many to realize that this was the tzaddik emes. This is the one which, if you attached yourself to him, you were attached to Hashem. And if you weren't attached to him, if you put on 30 pairs of tzitzis, like Korach did. Korach didn't put on tzitzis. He put on tzitzis with all tchelis. If you do all the chumras in the world, it's not going to help you. You could end up in she'ol tachdis if you're not plugged into Moshe Rabbeinu, who knew exactly what was too much, what was too little. How one chut of tzitzis is enough, and if you fill up a room with sforim till the ceiling, you still need the little mezuzah on the wall. That's what makes the room kosher. The Gemara shows the mistakes that chachamim can make. There are people who have chumras yiseiros, they think they're being more religious, and they come out being less religious. You have shilas noshim. Comes to being able to distinguish bedikas, to know what's kosher, what's not. Person wants to be machmir, not so sure, so say it's not kosher, and automatically a person could bring into shilas rachmur litzlan of koris and everything, because he tells a woman to go when it's not the right time to go, and to postpone when you're not supposed to be postponing. And rachmur litzlan, there's many, many mechsholos that can come out of being what a person thinks, perceives to be too religious, extra religious. Now Rav Nosson Zal just adds a little piece, ha-toko, miksav yad Rabbeinu Zal bi'atzmoi. We're documenting a small note, a little copy of Rabbeinu Zal's notes himself, ma-shemotzonu etzloi. They found a piece of paper that Rabbeinu Zal had written notes for himself on this Torah and Likutei Moran. These are just short words that introduce the topics discussed in the Torah, but you'll see some things that are mentioned in these notes that aren't actually mentioned in the Torah itself even. And there are included within these short notes items, mashuim bir beferish, items that Rabbein Azal did not explain clearly when he gave this shir. Ukefi hamuvon me'elu haroshe prokon, and as is obvious from these notes, yira hama'ayin, shiyesh bozeh hoinyin anal oy dvorim rabim kohema, that within this shir that Rabbein Azal gave, there were many, many other items that could have been included within this shir that he left out when he actually gave the shir. Ach anachnu loy zochinu lishmoya beferush kiyim inyan hanal. But Rav Moshe Zal writes, we were not zeche to hear within the shir, only that which I've written up until here. So now he's going to quote this short piece of notes. Vo eschanan matnas chinam. Chinam aroyos. Chinam refers to znus. There's a pasuk in the Torah where the Eden said, Zocharno esadoga shenoichal chinam. And the Gemara says that chinam refers to aroyos. The Gemara brings proof from Sukkim, referring to the fact that they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim, which was the place of zima, the place of aroyos. The Gemara quotes a pasuk where chinam is used to refer specifically to that sin. Pigam hadas. That sin is an inyan of a pigam hadas. The Gemara says in Soita, ki siste ishtoi, that these sins in particular, which refer to pigam abris, that these sins specifically refer to a pigam in das. Moshe, das. Moshe Rabbeinu is the symbol of das. The posuk says about him, ato hore solo das, ki Hashem hu elikim. Precious, therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was the epitome of precious. He had to separate himself from anything that resembled a pigam of noshim, to the extent where Hashem said to him, poi amoy dimodi, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate himself even from his own wife. He couldn't have any connection at all with women. Habriya, the creation of the world, matnas chinam, was a form of matnas chinam, as the pasuk says, oilam chesed yibone. The world was built on chesed, chinam, free. Kindness, not justice. Not that we did something to justify being created. It was an act of kindness on the part of Hashem. Asiyasa, habriya, koida matan Torah, creation, referring to before matan Torah. That the manner of the world before matan Torah. Now, Rabbein Azal quotes a pasuk again in the notes that's not mentioned in the Torah. Eis lasais Lashem, heferu Torah secha. Eis lasais Lashem, Hainu asiyas ha'olam, lasois refers to creation, ashebor likim lasois, right? The word asiya refers to the creation of the world. Heferu toirosecho, bitula shel toiroh.